Pride brings failure, humility lifts you up. Written by Amanda Eidelman and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall. Essentially, this simple verse summarizes the sin cycle that we all battle. Pride blinds us to our need for God, and then failure, disconnection, and destruction become the product of our lives. For us to know God and enjoy His blessings, we need a humble heart. James 4:10 describes the posture we should take as believers. It says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up." Humble is defined as not proud or haughty, which is exactly the opposite of what Proverbs 16:18 warns will bring us bad results. Pride is not a new problem. Even before the story of our humanity's sinful nature and the consequent fall from the Garden of Eden, the Bible records the account of prideful fallen angels. These angels felt that they were better, more powerful than God, and rebelled from His ranks. Jude 1 verse 6 says, "And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, He has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day." Life apart from God for celestial and human beings is a gloomy one. In Matthew Poole's commentary, he summarizes the situation this way: "Pride goeth before destruction. It is commonly a forerunner and cause of men's ruin, because it highly provokes both God and men." There is a tension between the will of man and the will of God. For things to go well for us, we must be willing to surrender our lives over to God, trusting God with our hearts and believing God when He promises that He will take care of us. This ancient and simple verse is extraordinarily applicable to our lives today. We are living in a culture that does not accept God and His role in our lives. Our abilities to make our own way or work hard enough to find success are just a few obvious ways that our world has bought into the lie that we have the ability to control our destiny apart from a reliance on God. More subtly, our pride is what causes fights in our marriage, gets in the way of loving our neighbors well, and creates divides in our communities. When we live with the idea that our way is best, then there is no room for God or the people around us to influence our lives. Philippians 2:3 captures the posture we should take in our relationships. It says, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves." And yet, how hard is this to actually live by? It is a daily challenge not to let our desire to make it happen blind us from the path God has for our lives. It takes faith over fear. It takes pausing to pray before acting. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, reminding us time and time again that God is in control. The great news is that even when we experience those dreadful failures, God does not abandon us. Proverbs 28:13 says, "Whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." When we recognize that our pride has brought us to a dead end, all we have to do is ask for God's forgiveness, and He mercifully promises to be with us and guide us to more solid ground.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.